From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, calls to extend the deadline for signing up for the Medicare drug benefit.
First, the lead. A study published in today's issue of the magazine Nature explains why bird flu is rarely or never transmitted from human to human. The disease settles deep in the lungs, and we sneeze and cough from higher up, so we wouldn't pass it around easily. That's good news, especially because scientists think migrating wild birds may bring the flu here in the next month or so. Dr. Paul Offit is chief of infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Dr. Offit, welcome to the program. And this study out in Nature, this is pretty hopeful, isn't it?
Yeah, what's not new is that, you know, that bird flu binds to a particular receptor and that human flu binds to another receptor. That's always been known. What's new about this is that those receptors that bind bird flu are really deep in the lung. And so although people can get infected with bird flu and it can cause pneumonia, it doesn't spread from person to person because the virus doesn't reproduce itself in, you know, like the trachea and then the bronchi. So that is hopeful. You're right.
And this transmission from person to person, this is the condition that's necessary for a pandemic, that is, for really widespread of the disease in a way that would be truly terrifying.
Absolutely. You can't, you know, if you look at the 1957 flu pandemic, which began in Hong Kong, you know, had a population of about 2.5 million. There were 250,000 people infected within about a month. I mean, it spread like wildfire through that community. So you're never going to have a pandemic until the virus spreads not only from person to person, but easily from person to person. And the bird flu currently circulating in Asia doesn't do that.
And what you would conclude from this study in Nature is that the disease would have to mutate in a more complicated way than we had earlier assumed. Maybe it would have to make two mutations in order to evolve into this pandemic threat.
Well, I think that people always knew, researchers always knew, that in order for this to become a pandemic strain, the bird virus is going to have to bind to the receptors that are in the respiratory tract, specifically in the upper respiratory tract. I think that so-called alpha-2-6 receptor. And, you know, so the question is, will bird flu mutate to cause that particular binding? And I mean, there are many people who believe that it will never do that, and for good reason, actually. I mean, these kinds of viruses, the H5 viruses, have been around for almost 100 years and have never caused a pandemic.
Well, so what do we conclude in a sort of a public health way from this study? That is, where do public health doctors and people who are worried about bird flu go with this?
Well, I think what I'd like to believe is true is that public health doctors are worried about the next pandemic, because there will be a pandemic. There's three pandemics every century. There's no reason to believe this century will be any different. And so preparing for a pandemic, which is to say getting what is a fairly crumbled vaccine infrastructure up and running so that we could meet, you know, tremendous needs from this country and from other countries, that's a good idea. I think pinning our hopes on the notion that bird flu will be that pandemic strain, I think, is a little misleading, because there are many people who believe that probably won't be the pandemic.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dr. Paul Offit, chief of infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Dr. Offit, I think you meant our fears, not our hopes, that this is going to be the one, correct?
Right.
All right. Dr. Offit, thank you.
Okay.